everybody. I'm Justina, and I'm from Living Water Church. And I'm a super nervous speaker, so I kind of just wrote out what I was going to say. So I'm going to read it. And I am reading the sixth word from John 19:29-30. And it says, "A bowl was there, full of cheap wine mixed with vinegar, so a sponge was soaked in it, put on hyssop, and lifted up to his lips. When Jesus had received the wine, he said, 'It is finished.'" And so at this point in time, people were still under the impression that sacrifice of an animal was the correct and fair exchange for sin. And an animal was needed to be killed in order to appease God as well as rid of one's guilt and shame. And I might sound stupid, but I try to imagine this today, and if I had to kill an animal every time I sinned, I really don't think there'd be any lambs left in the entire world. So I also imagine sinning and going to bed and dwelling on it until the next day when I could sacrifice an animal. And I have to dwell in guilt and shame. And I think we hear this a lot in church, that Jesus' death was the ultimate sacrifice and that he's the Lamb of God. And I know for myself, I don't always absorb the magnitude of that truth. That Jesus died so that we don't have to live in this constant state of guilt and shame, waiting to appease God for the wrongful acts we've committed. And Jesus entered into all of it with us, and through him, God said, "It is done. I love you unconditionally." And that doesn't make sin okay, but know that guilt and shame isn't worth holding on to. And that you are his beloved, so be loved and love one another. And Jesus threw himself in front of the moving train for us, blocked the bullet, and he stepped into darkness so that we could see the light. And there's definitely a healthy amount of guilt that we can feel that steers us from doing wrongfully again. But know that you are not doomed to a life of shame, and that your shame and all of the things you try to hide from God, he brings light to, and he sees it. But can you imagine Jesus dying? As a disciple, you give up your entire life to follow this man, and then he just dies? What is that? Can you imagine the abandonment and confusion the disciples feel, and that these next 3 days are the 3 days Jesus' disciples truly thought God was dead? And I can't even begin to imagine the hopelessness of that statement. Luckily, spoiler alert, we don't have to remain there. And though Jesus said it is finished, that doesn't mean the story ends there, and neither does this life. That there is everlasting life awaiting us, and that this is not the end. The crucifixion never has made a lot of sense to me. I always find myself asking, why did it have to be this way, Jesus? Why like this? Why through death in this specific way? And why did you have to wait 3 whole days to resurrect? But I think of the unfathomable pain and the things of this world that don't make sense, like cancer and death of loved ones and meaningless tragedy and shootings and starvation, addiction and mental illness. And there's so many things in this world that leave those who don't believe in God asking, how could God exist if suffering exists? And we want to understand completely, know why everything happens. And I know I get frustrated when I don't know the answer. I have this really great friend, and his name is Russ. And his wife has bipolar disorder, which is commonly a misunderstood mental illness. And a while ago, she would get really manic and run away. She would be with other men. And all sorts of things. She didn't feel like she had any control over herself. And then a few months later, she would be on the verge of committing suicide. And Russ told me that without his wife, he would never know the beauty of the cross, and that there might be seemingly endless pain that makes no sense, but it teaches him that Jesus' forgiveness and love extends further than we could ever imagine. And it also teaches him that this is not the end, that Jesus says that the pain of all that we endure isn't finished either. And it doesn't end here. That there is more and there is new life coming. And Jesus on the cross represents the incomprehensible pain that just doesn't make sense because the cross doesn't make sense until the resurrection. And for the next 3 days, we're to live into that confusion and press into that pain, but know that Jesus isn't finished with us either. Amen.